This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Joel Creasy. You're listening to The Twinkiest Show on Joy 94.9 Generation Next.
29 minutes to 8, you are listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. My name's Dylan Adler, and I'm joined tonight by...
Eleanor.
And Steph.
Totally. And look, earlier in the show, I just want to give a quick shout-out to... because we played Joel Fletcher, and I just want to give a quick shout-out to Joel because he's up for an ARIA. His track, Swing, featuring Savage, has gone triple plat. Very proud of that Melbourne boy.
Oh, that's amazing. Joel Fletcher is actually one of my personal favourites. He's a really consistent producer. You know, everything that comes out is just great. I swear I'm not a nerd.
No, do you know what? And I can tell you 100% there, Eleanor, that he's actually one of the nicest dudes that I've ever spoken to. Him and Will Sparks both are on the Bounce Tour, so
yeah,
pretty
awesome.
Sweet.
I'd just like to mention I've actually been texted by my mum just then. She said that she didn't really make herself clear, and apparently all she said was, "We need to talk," and I'm not sure if that's... Well, I mean, that's definitely, you know, that's something a bit different. So I just like to mention that that was actually my bad there, and I didn't realise that that was what was going on. So, yeah, that's a thing.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
A good thing?
I don't know. Who knows? We'll see how we go.
Updates to come.
Good luck.
Now, look, we're going to be talking about workplace discrimination. And look, this is something that actually can happen in any different industry, whether it be like casual discrimination or overt and negative comments actually being displayed. Look, there's so many different stories. We're going to try and hone this one down just to gender and sexual orientation, or gender identity and sexual orientation based discrimination.
Yeah. So actually in Victoria, it is against the law to discriminate against someone based on, quote, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, lawful sexual activity, or personal association with the persons having any of the above attributes. So that is against the law. If you feel like you've been discriminated on those grounds by your employer, that's you can make a complaint and there will be consequences.
Yeah, and it's actually quite hard to sometimes stand up as well. Yeah. And that's like the hardest thing, because I've worked in environments where it's just commonplace to make comments, and you know, there's not no shade thrown with it. It's just like, here's an insult, and then like you'd return an insult, but that's and sometimes it's hard to see if it's like, is this a joking fashion or are you actually a bigot? Because like, I've got friends and you know, we make discriminating jokes against each other, but that's because that all comes from a place of love, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like you can do that. But if you don't know somebody and you're throwing out those comments, no. That's not right.
There's definitely that, you know, that area there where, you know, sometimes things are okay. But, you know, it's really definitely down to the person. And if you feel like you've been bullied or discriminated against, I mean, obviously the best thing to do is to raise it to the person, you know, who you think is responsible, but sometimes you can't do that, and that's totally reasonable.
And I think it's better, like, if you are working with someone, or even if you go to school with somebody and they're like, they do throw that around negative words and negative comments, if you just say to them, if you're like, hey, you're actually, that's not cool with me, that's not sitting well, and just call them on it. Most of the time, people, because people are nice at the end of it, they might come across as a total Goliath swear word, but actually I was about to say it. And
I'm really glad you didn't.
And when people do call you out, don't get angry at them, because they're not doing it to spite you. They're just doing it so you can understand where they're coming from.
Yeah,
and yeah, exactly.
They just don't want you to offend someone else in the future.
Yeah. And also, just a shout out to all my trans friends out there. The laws do include facilities related to gender identity, so you are entitled by law access to facilities that, you know, correspond to your true gender identity. That's something you've got the legal right to. More specifically, this is from the New South Wales law, but the law is similar here. Essentially, there are certain categories that you are required to fulfill before you can be considered a recognized transgender person. I mean, this is obviously not the ideal situation, but it's where the law's at now. And essentially, you need a recognition certificate issued or some official document, including a birth certificate, but those are notoriously difficult to get for many trans people. But essentially that gives you, you know, immediate direct legal protection. But even if you don't have those documents, you are still entitled to, you know, to the access to those facilities and correct uniform, unless it's completely, you know, impractical for the workplace to offer that, which is, you know, that's a very rare case.
True. Look, I work in a place right now where I wish they just had staff toilets.
They don't?
No, we have to use the same toilets as the page. I work in a nightclub just for
that's
people.
Really
and look, they actually ideal. They turn into unisex toilets by the end of the night. well, we all know where they're at. But yeah, I really wish we just had staff toilets. I have to use those toilets, and those toilets get pretty rank.
Oh, yeah.
Are they that grotty?
There's this specific smell, and we name it a certain cheese. And it's identifiable.
Gross. Yeah, look, at bad. Minus 18, all our toilets are unisex at all our events.
And Joy as well. Yeah,
that's
unisex
what I'm really
toilets.
Proud of, actually. When I came here, I was like, that's really great. Go, Joy. But
the toilets are actually really clean here. Sometimes they just wait till they get to Joy to, like, you know, use it.
Actually, do you know, that's really funny, because I finish work at about like 8 a.m., sometimes 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning after working in the club. And there was one night I was like leaving the club and I was like, oh my God, no, I'm going to have to go to the Joy toilets. Because I just walked in there. I was just like, whoa, not ready for that.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a thing.
Yeah. Oh, no, actually, speaking of shout-outs, you know, Eleanor, you were throwing out shout-outs to all your trans fans before. Back on topic. I want to give a special, massive shout-out to Marco Fink from Minus 18. Woo. Now, Eleanor, you, because you are a part of Minus, you have a very good relationship with Marco as well.
Marco is amazing. She's a very... I like to consider her a good friend, but she's more importantly, she does... really amazing work. She's really one of the big people behind the scenes at Minus 18, and the work she does is just immeasurable, and the quality of it is always top notch, and it's just really inspiring to see, you know, her story.
And she put up a very, very well-written post on Facebook the other day, and I was so humbled by it. Yeah. And the importance of somebody like Marco, and even for yourself, Eleanor, and also shout out to Transpositions.
What
you people are doing for advocacy work, it's immeasurable. Words can't sum that up. Yeah. So congratulations, and I'm very proud of you, Eleanor.
Oh, thank you. I'm more proud of Marco, to be honest. I mean, she's
humble. Did I just break Eleanor?
I don't know where to go from there. No. She's basically said, the hardest part is feeling alone and isolated, and so many people aren't even aware that there are other people that can, you know, relate and share similar stories. And she says, it hadn't even occurred to me, that my friends wouldn't reject me and I wouldn't be despised and that, you know, I might even be accepted. That she didn't even think of that until one of her friends came out as trans. And she came out this week for National Coming Out Day, and she says her parents were shocked for sure, but they told me they love me no matter what. Their reactions on Facebook have been just as incredible. It's been freeing to finally be able to be myself and tell the world this is the girl I'm meant to be. And I'm really proud of her. We'll be sharing that article on Facebook later.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to throw away with a track, because, you know, we're all happy high vibes right now. This is Satellite, Darren Styles. Eleanor picked this song. Just to give us a little bit of a roundup on what this is?
Oh, it's it's a genre called UK hardcore. It's not the hardest. Don't be scared by the name hardcore.
I can see Chris Jamison sitting up at home going, what are they
Darren
doing?
Styles is one of the biggest DJs in the scene. He's really well known. It's been in there for ages. This is one of his greatest tracks, and he actually did a 2013 update. So we'll just go straight to that.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.